Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 19th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Apple Pay was slow to gain adoption among the big banks in Australia, but now the final of the big four banks has announced support for the feature. Westpac, the second largest bank in Australia, says that it will start rolling out Apple Pay to all of its customers in 2020. Starting immediately, Westpac says that Apple Pay is available for its Bank of South Australia, St. George, and Melbourne regional brands for customers with an eligible Visa, debit, or credit card. The decision to roll out Apple Pay to regional brands first gives Westpac time to update its technology before a national rollout. Westpac currently predicts that customers will have access to Apple Pay by June of 2020, but that could change for better or for worse depending on the technology infrastructure. Westpac is notoriously slow to modernize, which could end up slowing down the Apple Pay release even more. The big banks in Australia have battled with Apple over access to the iPhone's NFC hardware. The banks originally petitioned that Apple open access to the NFC chip so they could run their own payment platforms, but Apple, of course, denied all of those requests. After the failed negotiations with Apple, the big four banks finally caved in and started rolling out Apple Pay. Now that Westpac has announced support for Apple Pay, the rollout among the big four banks in Australia is finally near completion. In other news, Twitter is rolling out an update to the official Twitter for iPad app that brings a much-needed interface redesign. Twitter for iPad now features a multi-column view that allows you to see quite a bit more information. If you've used Twitter for iPad, you know that it hasn't always been the best at using the ample real estate of the iPad screen. Up until now, Twitter for iPad featured a single timeline of content surrounded by white space on either side. This led to a lot of wasted space, particularly in landscape mode. But with this redesign, Twitter for iPad now looks and behaves more like the Twitter web app. The menu bar has moved from the bottom to the side, opening up more vertical real estate for seeing more tweets. On the other side of the timeline, you'll now find trending topics and other dynamic content. There is still some room for improvements, primarily in customization. For instance, the ability to customize the different columns would be very useful, such as support for one column with your timeline and one column with your mentions. Nonetheless, the new Twitter for iPad interface is far better than a single column view with wasted white space on either side. The Twitter for iPad update is rolling out now, and if you don't see the new interface just yet, be sure to keep checking over the coming days as it appears to be a slow, staggered rollout. We are sponsored this week by Defense. For a limited time, 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can get 20% off Defense's premium cases for iPhone 11 and other models with code 20-9-to-5. You can also take advantage of the sale with discounts on Defense's lightweight Duo Qi wireless charging hub. The Defense Vertical Duo Charger has two Qi charging pads so you can wirelessly charge your phone and AirPods simultaneously. The Vertical Duo allows for fast charging while on portrait or landscape angles, meaning users can still watch movies, YouTube, or use FaceTime while powering up their device. Be sure to visit defensebrand.com at the link in the show notes below and use code 20-9-to-5 at checkout for 20% off your order. My thanks to Defense for sponsoring 9-to-5 Mac Daily. Ahead of CES next month, LG has unveiled its new lineup of monitors for 2020. Included in that 2020 lineup is a new ultra-wide display with Thunderbolt 3, new Ultra Gear gaming monitors, and the ultra-fine Ergo display. For Mac users, the leading option is a new 38-inch curved ultra-wide monitor, which features a resolution of 3840 by 1600. The standout here is Thunderbolt 3 support, which makes it easy to use with any modern Mac. There are also HDMI ports, one DisplayPort, and two USB ports. This new 38-inch ultra-wide will likely be a lower-end option for Mac users. LG currently sells a 34-inch ultra-wide display with a much higher 5K resolution, but it retails for over $1,000. LG hasn't announced availability or pricing for the new 38-inch ultra-wide, but we should learn more at CES next month. In addition to that 38-inch display, LG has also unveiled a new 32-inch ultrafine Ergo display. With a 4K resolution, this display features what LG is calling an ergonomic and flexible design. The ultrafine Ergo features a space-saving stand that mounts to the back of your desk. This allows you to easily customize the height, angle, and distance of the monitor, and not waste space on your desk with a full stand. The 32-inch Ergo display features one USB-C port alongside two HDMI ports, one display port, and two USB ports. Again, there are no details on pricing or availability for the Ergo. 9to5Mac will be on site at CES 2020 next month, and we hope to get some hands-on time with all of these new displays from LG. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.